Okay, everybody, said today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're holding the top of Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the fourth line from the top, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, Eilu Hein Ma'amodois, Lefi Shenema Tzav Es B'nei Yisrael. Remember, the Mishnah began that there are three times a year when the Kehanim Dichen at every Tfilah throughout the day, wherever there's a Chazoras Hashatz. And what were those three times a year? Tanios, Ma'amodois, and Yom HaKippurim. And then the Mishnah says, what are Ma'amodois? Now there's a little bit of a disconnect in terms of the language of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Eilohim Ma'amodois. I'll explain to you what the Ma'amodois are. Lafishinema, because it's a Pasik Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, etc. Mister, I'm not asking you Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. I want to know what are Ma'amodois. So to my Maika Omer, what does the Mishnah mean to say, these are Ma'amodois, and then we bring, because it says a Pasik. Hachikona. Eilohim Ma'amodois umatam tiknu Ma'amodois. So Rashi says, when it says in the Mishnah, Eilohim Ma'amodois, that means, till they come on. We're going to get to that in another moment. Wait another line or two, and we'll explain what the Ma'amodois are in detail. But in the meantime, I'm going to answer another question. Umatam tiknu Ma'amodois. What was the basis of the takon of Ma'amodois in the first place? Who needs Ma'amodois? What's the purpose? Says the Mishnah, so what the Gemara has done in its teretz is basically add another couple of words. The Mishnah said, Eilohim Ma'amodois, and we take a pause, we're going to explain that momentarily, but initially, what's the time, what's the origin, what's the reason why the original Levim Harishonim were Mesakim, the Inyan of Ma'amodois? Because the Pasuk says, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. This is a Pasuk that we learn every Rosh Chodesh. Vidaber Shem Moshe Leimor, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, Vimar Talem, Es Karboni, Lach, Mili Isha, Reach, Lichoichi, Tishmeru, Lahakrev Li, Bim Moyadai. So now, what's bothering the Gemara is, Vehechamboni Shel Odom Korev, Hu Einei Oimed Al Gaboth. The Gemara really leaves out the second part of the Pasuk, with the Pasuk which we quoted before, Es Karboni Lach Mil Ishai. This is referring specifically to the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar. So the Pasuk says, what about that Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar? Tishmeru Lahakrev Liv Moyadai. Now the word Tishmeru means that it has to be observed, it has to be watched. And therefore the Gemara is saying, just like you would anticipate that with a Karbon Yochid, whoever the Baalim of that carbon are, would be there to participate and to observe and to make sure everything is done with the 1000% authenticity and properly and appropriately. Not that we really need that. We know Kahanim's reasoning. But if you're the Baalim of a carbon and you want it to be oil l'rotz and l'fonov, or you want to have a kapara on a chait, or whatever, you should be there to show how important and how relevant it is to you. So now we're saying, Klal Yisrael, Tishmeru, you, who are the Baalim of the Karbon Tomid Shel Shachar? It doesn't belong to me or to you. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because all of us are menadev in Chodesh Adar, the Machtes HaShekel, towards the purchase of the new Kabbanis. So every Karbon Tzibur belongs to the entire Tzibur. So at least theoretically, the whole Tzibur should be present when a Karbon Tomid is being brought. But of course, that's impractical. You can't expect every one of Klal Yisrael to be standing there in the Azorah. So therefore, they were Mesakin, like the Mishnah, like the Gemara continues on, the Hech Karbonis Shel Odom Korev Hu Einei Oimed Al Gabov. How can these Karbonis Shel the Tomid Shel Shachar, which is a carbon of Kol Odom, how can that be brought when nobody is standing? And therefore, his skin on the Vayim Harishonim Esem V'Arbo Mishmoris Al Kol Mishmor Hu Mishmor Hayimamid B'Yerushalayim. So once again, the language is a little bit vague or ambiguous. What the Mishnah said and what the Bryce is now quoting is that initially there was the Takana of 24 Mishmores of Kohanim, and they're the ones that come to do the Avodah twice a year, meaning 2 weeks a year, 24 Mishmores, and we will see the Psukim shortly in Divrei Hayomim, where all the 24 Mishpachos of the Kohanim who were selected and allocated and authorized to be part of the Mishmores, they did these Mishmor work. They came to the Beis Hamikdash and they did the Avodah during the 1 week in the first half of the year and the second week in the second half of the year. So all 24 Mishmores worked 2 weeks a year, but they didn't work consecutively 2 weeks a year. first all 24, and then once again all 24. So therefore, 2 weeks a year. So just like you had the 24 Mishmores of Kehanim, so then the Nevi'im Rishonim were Misa'akin, they are called Mishmor, Mishmor, you had now a corresponding parallel Maimod. And who are those Mamed? Are you Mamed Yishalayim? Now the Lashon HaBraisa, just like the Mishnah, sounds like that the Mamed consisted of Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim, like we're quoting now. However, it appears that some of the Rishonim hold that the Mamed is really only Yisraelim, and what it means to say is that as a combination of the Mishmar and the Mamed, you had all three. You had the Kehanim doing the Sherus, doing the actual Avoida. You had the Levi'im, which were the Shiram Ulezimram, they were doing the singing and the playing of the music. And the Yisraelim were the ones that were standing there watching as the Kabbanis were being brought. Says, therefore, the Braisik, yes, Man Mishmar Lalois. When does Man Mishmar had to go up? In other words, each new Mishmar had to be there every Shabbos Kodesh. So the Kahan and Levi'im are only Yishaloyim. And the Yisraelim typically did not have to be Oil Yishaloyim, because we learned yesterday that the Mamodis were really split up, that the Yerushalmis were the ones that came in to stand in the Azara, but all the Yisraelim that lived in Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Rishon LeZion, Rehovot, or wherever throughout Eretz Yisrael, they would come together in their local shuls, and then they would have special tefillos, which we call ma'amodos, which you can still find in some of the older siddurim, particularly the pocket siddurim, and which Mendy's father always used to say every morning before davening. And they also used to go in line each time from the Ma'aseh Bereishis, like we said.
If he said it every morning, then he was at all, represented all the Mishmaros. He should have just said it his, why should a person say all, every morning, ma'amodos?
My mother is split up into 6 days.
Yeah,
but on Sunday you say the Sunday my mother's, and the Monday the Monday
right,
mother.
Right, but the person would have been only once every two, every twice a year he would say it.
Those people, you're asking why people with manas there would say it every single day.
Right.
Maybe because the mother said before that if you're not sure which mishmar you're in, so at least theoretically, said Rebbe, you shouldn't drink wine the entire year. But what can you do? Takanosi kilkulai. So it could be that's the same minyan over here. I'm sure that Mendy's father would have been among those that would have been the distinguished members, either of the Levi'im, the Shirim, the Zimram, or the Ma'amodis, or both. But since he didn't know which one, so therefore he said every day to be on the same side.
Yeah,
Nechas Shem. You know Baltosif because it's probably I'm not familiar with the Tfilis, but I'm assuming most of them, if not all of them, are based on Tilim. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So what the Gemara is telling us is that's the full definition of the Ma'amodis, where they made the 24 Ma'amodis of Yisraelim to be the parallel of the 24 Mishmoris of the Kahuna, and when they went up, they went up, and the Yisraelim that stayed behind in their cities, they got together and they fasted Monday through Thursday, and they laid for the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and they had the special tefillahs, etc., etc. Now, the new Braisa that we're going to learn now is going to be a little bit of an amplification, as well as it's going to give us one more nekuda that we were not aware of until now. It's Tanur Rabbanu state in the Braisa, Esem V'Arbo Mishmarais in Eretz Yisrael, Ushtein Esrei B'Yerichoi. Now, on the surface, it sounds like the 36 altogether. There's 24 in Eretz Yisrael, meaning going to Yerushalayim, and besides that, you have another 12 who are stationed in Yerichoi, or going to Yerichoi. Then we have 36 instead of 24. Of the 24, half of them were in Yerichoi. What does that mean? When it came for this man that the Mishmar should go up to Yerushalayim, Chatzia Mishmar Hoya Oila May Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, Bechatzia Mishmar Hoya Oila. Here it says, Mi Yerichoi, Li Yerichoi on the side. Kedeshi Yisrichu Maim Umozen Lachem Shebi Yerushalay. This focus of the focus of this braisa is not on the Ma'amodos of Yisraelim, it's on the Mishmoris of the Kehanim. And what are we saying about the Mishmoris of the Kehanim? That, yes, they were 24 Mishmoris. And yes, every single week another Mishmar had to do the Avoida. But of that Mishmar that was doing the Avoida, not all of them went up to Yerushalayim, but half of them went to Yerichoi. Why did they go to Yerichoi? Because in Yerushalayim, there were no restaurants at the time, and there were no pizza stores, and therefore all the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash needed to eat. Oh yes, at night they had the kabbanis, but what did they eat throughout the day? So half of their brethren, half of the Kahanim, went to Yerichai. Yerichai was considered to be very close to Yerushalayim, and therefore they, in Yerichai, would prepare the sandwiches, or somehow put together the food, and then after that, they or others would drive the food from Yerichai to Yerushalayim and give it to the Kahanim of that Mishmar. And that's what it's saying here in this Braisa, that 12 out of the 24, doesn't really mean 12 out of the 24, it really means half of each one of the Mishmaris. So every week you had the Mishmar of, let's say, Yedaiah. Half of Yedaiah went to Yerushalayim, and half of them went to Yerichai. And therefore that's why you have that other Girsa, Li Yerichai, instead of Mi Yerichai. But even the Mi Yerichai is correct, because once they got to Yerichai, they didn't just sit there and sit on their hands. But then Yerichai, they were busy, and then they went from Yerichai to Yerushalayim to deliver it, either themselves or they sent some shluchim. But the point is that therefore half of them went to Yerichai.
So now, was that their tafkid for the week?
That's a very good question. The question is that fair? After all, half of the Kahanim Yitalmi do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're bringing up Karbonos, and it's Oil Lerotz and Lefanav, and they go to the Mizbeach, and they do Zrikas Adam. And the other guys are making sandwiches. It doesn't sound fair, does it? It doesn't sound equitable. Am I right? Good. So then the question that you're asking is good. Do they do that the entire week? So one of the Meforshim here on the side, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, my Gemara is here on the left-hand margin, go down to where it says Tanu Rabbanan, and that's about 5-6 lines before the end of the Gemara. Right, 5-6 lines before the wide Rashi.
Choftal Mishmaros.
Tanu Rabbanan, Choftal Mishmaros, Hanim Eretz Yisrael, Mihen Yudhe Ezber Yichai. Like we just said that. Higi Azman HaMishmar, Lalois Chatzi HaMishmar, Oyla Me'eretz Yisrael, Chatzi HaMishmar, Mirichai, Kedei She'yisbeku Mayim U'mozen Lachim. So far, the Lashon is basically the same as our Gemara. Says now the Ben Chanan, Kloimah, Chatzi HaMishmar HaNoisar of the Mishmar, half of them must speak in Tzorchehu Oilim, Ubepam HaCheres Mischalfin. That means next time
they rotated.
Exactly, so we had a rotation. The first week of the year, or of the 2 weeks that each one of the Mishmaris had to do the Avoida, so half of them did kitchen duty, and half of them went to the Beis Midrash to go and do the Avoida. The second week of the year, where they are, the same Mishmar is being called up, then they made a switch. Mishlei Ola Yala Achshav, whoever was not Oyla Yerushalayim this time will be Oyla, or Misha Ola Kvar Yeshivat, the base of Yisapik Torchi Oyla. He doesn't mean the base, he really means in Yerichai, and he's going to prepare the food. So there was a rotation. Half of the Mishmar, the first part of the year, went to Yerushalayim, the other guys went to Yerichai, and the next part of the year was just in reverse.
I have a historical question. Yericho was destroyed by Yoshua. Why is it becoming a catering center for the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. Maybe that's the reason why it was a catering center, because nobody was living there, so it was only a commercial establishment. Chreshish, I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you. Rabbi, you have a question?
Why did the week change places?
Beautiful, beautiful. So the art scroll brings in the footnotes that the Meiri says exactly like Mr. Friedlander, all the way from London. Am I right, from London? That's exactly. The Meiri says that they split it up. Since there are 7 days in the week, Shabbos, everybody, you know, but nobody's traveling, going on Shabbos, so therefore from Sunday through Friday, the first 3 days, half of the Olam was in Yerichai, and the other half in Yerushalayim. And then the second 3 days of the week, they were Mischalfin, and they did a rotation midweek. They didn't wait till the second half of the year, but in that week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, half Yerichai, half Yerushalayim, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they made a switch, and the Yerichai people came to Yerushalayim, and the Yerushalayim people came to Yerichai.
So they individually decided Mishmaros?
It was probably, there was a Mimuna probably that was in charge, and he made the decisions.
As we know that Yericho is on the Dead Sea, and it's the lowest place on the planet, and we know that when you travel today, if you go down there, it is, the way down is probably quite easy to go, but the way back up, it seems like it's very, very strange that that's the place to be, because it would be a very arduous, I would think, an arduous by foot travel, even by donkey or camels or horses, whatever they use. Furthermore,
mm-hmm.
it's very nice in the winter because you had like Kilahavdil, like Palm Springs or something that was very nice and warm.
But it's rainy because it's also rainy in the winter. The roads are muddy.
Yeah. Okay, but in the summer,
it's boiling hot.
It's extremely hot.
I'm sure somehow they worked it out.
There's no humidity.
Anyway, Yishar Koyach. So says the Gemara, now you're adding more time and more emphasis to the Pasuk, Miyale Bahar Hashem. Who can go and come all the way from Yericho to Har Hashem, going from the lowest point to the highest point? Yishar Koyach. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So
got very tired going out that direction. Right,
he had to have, did he go to Yericho?
He went towards
Midbara, wherever that was.
Okay.
We're up to Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Since we've now described in some detail the functions and the mechanics vis-a-vis the Ma'amodis and the Mishmarais, now the Gemara tells us what is Ma'akev. In other words, what do you have to have and what is you don't have to have. So Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Kehanim Ulevim Yisraelim Ma'akvin Esakarim. You have to have the Kahanim, Lavidosim. You have to have the Leviim, Lishirim, Lezimram. And you have to have the Yisrael, the Ma'amodim, they're all Ma'akiv the Karm. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said. Masih said, we had an Abraisa, Shemit Alazar says, Kohanim, Ulevim, Ukleshir, Ma'akvin, Esar Karm. Notice that there are two differences between Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel and Rabbi Shemit Alazar. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel spoke about all three, Kahanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. Reb Shimon Elazar spoke about Kahan Leviim and Klei Shir. The Gemara only focuses on the Klei Shir appearance in the second, in the Braisa, as opposed to the omission on Shmuel's part. The Gemara doesn't deal with Yisraelim. Let's get back to that shortly. So Zokti Yetz the Gemara. Kahan Leviim uKlei Shir Ma'akvin Esakar B'Mamayka Miflegi. What's the machlokes between what Shmuel said and what Reb Shimon Elazar said? We have this back in Masechtas Sukkah as well. What is the Iker function of the Leviim? Was the function that they sang, or was the function that they played on the musical instruments? If you hold Iker Shir Bepeh, so the Klei Shir is not Ma'akev, and that's why Shmuel didn't talk about the Klei Shir being Ma'akev. However, the Braisa, Shmuel Elazar says, no, Iker Shir Bekli. So if you don't have the Klei Shir, it's Ma'akev as Hakar. But we didn't talk about the fact that the Braisa leaves out Yisrael. Does that mean that Yisraelim are not Ma'akev in the Karban? That the Ma'amad is not crucial? So why didn't the Gemara discuss that? So in fact, some of the newer Gemaras, where they have Hagoyis V'Tziyunim, they add Kehanim Leviim V'Yisraelim. In other words, it's just an omission, an unfortunate omission in the Gemara, but really it's supposed to be there. But in fact, if you look down below, again, the same Rabbeinu Chananah that we were looking at before, just continue on, you'll see in bold letters it says Yerushalmi, quoting the same Braisa, Toni Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, Yisrael Va'kehanim Va'leviim Uklei Shir Ma'akvin Esakarben. Oh, so Taka, that Girsa is that it also says Yisrael in the second Braisa. I don't know why it says Yisrael before the Kahanim Leviim. It should say the same Losh and Kahanim Leviim Yisraelim or Yisrael. But regardless, but the point is, it does say Yisrael in the second Braisa. That was the second Braisa. That was Yehuda Mishmuel. This is the Braisa. But it is brought, and therefore, there's no controversy. There's no shaila about that. Both of them have Kahanim Leviim Yisrael. Only shaila is the Gabbai D'Klei Shir, which was omitted by Shmuel, which was brought in the Braisa, and that's what we said. The machloikis is Ikashir B'Peh or Bikli. Zoki Mori Yetzvaita. Omer Rav Choma Bar Guria Omer Rav. On the side, there's another Yid, Rav Choma, it's Rav Chizda. Rav Choma Bar Guria Omer Rav says the following. Moshe Tikkun Lehem Yisrael Shmoina Mishmaris Arboa Me'elozer V'dalim Me'isam. The Gemara is giving us a little bit of a historical footnote here. In our Mishnah, we said that the 24 Mishmaris of the Kahuna all together. Now it says to us that initially we didn't have 24. Initially there were only 8. Because we know Aharon HaKohen had 4 children. We know that Nadav Avihu Nebuch passed away at the very beginning of the inauguration of the Mishkan, leaving over Elozer v'Isamar. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that from Elozer v'Isamar we're going to split it up into eight mishmaris, four from Elazar, four from Isamar, and therefore they're going to do much more frequent rotations in the avodah in the Mishkan, and subsequently in the Beis Hamikdash, because if you only have four mishmaris from Elazar, then you could expect every month you're going to have to do a rotation, right? Four and four, etc. Arba Elazar, arba Isamar. But Shmuel and Midan al Sheshes, right? When Shmuel and Novi came up, he expanded from 8 into 16. But David, when David HaMelech came into power after Shmuel, the Midan al Esrim the Arba, he expanded it further from 8 to 16 to 24. How do I know? Shemit says in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Mishnaso Arboim leMalchus David Nidrishu v'Yimtzei Behem Giboiri HaChoyil B'Yazer Gilad, and how many did they find and put together all together? 24 mishmaris. Now, what do we see from this final pasuk, Mishnaso Arboim? That it was in the times of David HaMelech. And it's not that Shmuel and David worked together in tandem, but rather Shmuel did his thing, 16, whilst he was alive. We know that Shmuel, as well as Shaul, passed away at the time that David HaMelech was inaugurated. That was the Gemara that we had before. Because Shmuel said, I don't want to see Masa Yodai should terminate before me. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Shmuel to pass away first, and then Shaul, and then David HaMelech took over as Melech. And it's already now the 40th year into Malchus David, which is 40 years, presumably, after Shmuel already had passed away. And at this time, they decided to go and expand from the previous 16 mishmaris and now institute 24 mishmaris. So this is what Rav Chama Bar Gori is telling us: 8 in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, 16 in the times of Shmuel, 24 in the times of David. Freiti Mor Meisve, Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael Shmoyne Mishmaris Arba Mi Alos VeArba Mi Sam. That part of the brisa is consistent with Rav Chama Bar Gori: 8 altogether, 4 and 4. But now the Brisa says, "But David Shmuel, the Midan al Esrim the Arba Shenemar, the two together were Mamon and 24 Shenemar Heima Yosan David Shmuel Haroya Bemunasan, that they put together the 24." Now it sounds like from the pasuk, and it sounds like from this Brisa, that David and Shmuel were collaborating together and changing it from 8 and going from 8 to 24 without this middle step of Shmuel making it 16, and subsequently David making it 24. So it sounds like Reb Chaim Bar Gurya is incorrect. Everyone nishkefel hachik amar miyesoidish David Shmuel aramasi hamidum al esrim biarba. What the Gemara means to say is, excuse me, Reb Chaim Bar Gurya could be correct that in fact they were in three stages: the Moshe Rabbeinu stage, the Shmuel stage, and the David HaMelech stage. What this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is telling us, Heima Yosa and David Shmuel, it's really telling us, bottom line, after Shmuel did his thing and David did his thing, then we have 24 altogether. Should say Shmuel before David? Yes. But nevertheless, that's the Teretz of the Gemara, that it was really, not that it was a collaborative effort on the part of David and Shmuel. It was initially Shmuel. He made from 8 into 16. And then David and Melech expanded it further into 24. So now bottom line today, in Divrei Hayomim Taz, it's telling us out that as a result of the efforts of Moshe Rabbeinu in parentheses, and David and Shmuel during their lifetimes, respectively, as a result, altogether we have now 24. So Baita Nishka Kasha on Reb Chaim Bar Gurya. Tanya, well, let's bring another brisa. And this brisa starts off totally differently. Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmaris, not 8, but 16. Shemoyne Me Elazar, U Shemoyne Me Yisamar, 8 plus 8. Ukisharabu Bnei Elazar Bnei Yisamar, in later generations, the Bnei Elazar were a larger family than the Bnei Yisamar. Cholkum Vemidum Al Esrei Arba, they expanded them from 16 to 24. Shenemar, Vayimtzu Bnei Elazar Rabim L'Roshi HaGvarim, they did a count, and they found the Bnei Elazar were Rabim, many more, min Bnei Yisamar, more than the Bnei Yisamar, v'yichalkum l'Bnei Elazar roshim l'beis obis shisha asar, now Elazar got 16, l'Bnei Yisamar l'beis avoisam shmoina, which means, since we said in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, he did 8 plus 8. And now in later generations we see that B'nai Eloza, Baruch Hashem, have had a bit of a population explosion. So therefore we have hit up B'nai Eloza from 8 to 16. And B'nai Yisomer stay at 8. So therefore we have now 24. Elozer has doubled in terms of Mishmarais. Instead of 8 they have 16. And Yisomer has remained at the 8. Then we have another pasuk. Beisav echad ochuz le'elozer, the ochuz le'isamar. What do I see from that pasuk? As the Gemara will explain shortly, beisav echad, I added additional number of vati ovis to Elozer, corresponding to the number that he had until now. Until now they had 8. We added another beisav echad ochuz, the same number of 8 to Elozer. Isamar, on the other hand, was ochuz, whatever they had until now, ba'achiza, ochuz, they remained with the same amount, the same 8 that they had previously. Frankly, why are we bringing the second pasuk? The first pasuk is sufficient. The first pasuk says already, they increased, they went to 16. But Isamar didn't increase as much, so they stayed at 8. So what do I need the ba'ayma now? Maybe you're going to tell me, Kiheicha dinafishi b'nei Elozer, Hachanami dinafishi b'nei Isamar. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, I'm wrong. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu started off with 8 and 8. And now, generations later, we've expanded it to 16 plus 8, because Elozer has expanded so much. Maybe both Elozer and Isamar have expanded. And Elozer, Tak, initially had the 8, and they went to 16. Maybe Isamar originally had 4, and it went now to 8. And so therefore both of them had a bit of a population explosion, and we are exploding and we're expanding both of them. Just like Elozer expanded from its original 8 to 16, maybe now Isamar also expanded. How? Because although it's now Shmoina, but maybe Ikara Arbohava. Maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed and selected and allocated and authorized the Mishmaras, he only authorized 4, allocated 4 to B'nai Elozer. I'm sorry, to B'nai Isamar. And the 4 of B'nai Isamar also expanded now to Shmoina to 8. Tarshema. That's why I have the Va'oimer, the second pasuk. Beisav Echad Ochuz Le'Elozer, which means the same. The amount that Elozer had now is being added and expanded with an additional ochuz. The same amount that they had before, we're adding to Elozer. So previously he had 8. We're adding another base of echad ochuz, another 8. 8 plus 8 is 16 le'elozer. However, the ochuz ochuz lisamer. Ochuz ochuz lisamer means that the same ochuz that Isamer had until now continues to remain in place. Rashi says, the way they were, that's the way they continue. So therefore, that's the end of the brisa. So what's the kasha now? The kasha now is that this brisa starts off by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 plus 8. Later on, it expanded to 16 plus 8. But that's really not the focus of the kasha. The focus is on Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu did 8 plus 8. How did Rav Chama Bar Guria begin on the first wide line? Rav Chama Bar Guria, Merab, Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Shemoy Nishmar is 4 and 4. Arba Mi Elozer, Arba Mi Isamar. And now you're telling me it's 8 plus 8. You told me a moment ago it's 4 plus 4. Is the Chayre Shver from this Braisa on Rav Chama Bar Guria? Tiyof Rav Chama Bar Guria. Amalach Rav Chama Bar Guria. Tanoi. Veno Di Amri Ki Haitana, Di Amar Shemoyna. Rav Chama Bar Guria says, why are you picking on me? It's true that the second brisa says, like you've pointed out, that there were 8 plus 8. But the first brisa is like me, that there were 4 plus 4. Which is that first brisa? Go back to the fourth of the wide lines. Meisvei. Moshe tikla misrael shemoyne mishmarais. Arba me'elozer, arba me'isamar. That's what I said. Rav Chama Bar Guria says, I also said, Moshe tikla misrael shemoyne, arba me'elozer, arba me'isamar. So I hold the like the Tana of that Brisa, which began with the Meisvei, Moshe tikla misrael. You're right, the second Brisa disagrees. Okay, so the machloik is between the Tanoim, and I learn like the first Brisa, in Nish Kakasha. So it's more about it. Tana Rabban, arba mishmoreis olu min hagoyla. four mishmores came up from the goyim of Elohim, Yedaya Chorim Pashchor V'Emor. Now, what is all of this about? So we keep on talking about the 24 mishmores, and we act as if this is something quite supernatural. We don't know who they are. Then Buzdi, if you look at Divrei Yomim Aleph, and I just conveniently happen to have a Divrei Yomim Aleph over here, it says in Perek or Kapitel Chov Dalit, and we go to, we can start off initially Pasuk Aleph, and then we'll skip a few Psukim. V'levnei Aharon Machl Koisam. Now they divided up the Bnei Aharon. Bnei Aharon were Nodav Aviyu Elozav V'Is Samar, V'Yomus Nodav Aviyu Lefnei Aviyem Ubanim Lehoyu Lehem. Unfortunately, they left no children. V'Yichanu Elozav V'Is Samar. So now you have Elozav V'Is Samar. These are the only Kehanim post Aharon Akoy. V'Yecholkim David V'Tzodik Min Bnei Elozav V'Achimelech Min Bnei Samar L'Fkudosim V'Avidosim. So David HaMelech and his time Tzadik HaKoyin, they went and they divided them up to do the avoider. Vayimatsu bnei Elozer rabim l'rashi hagvarim min bnei Isomer vayachlekum. That's the pasuk that we just quoted in the Gemara. They found the bnei Elozer were greater in number than bnei Isomer. The bnei Elozer rashim lebeis avoys shisha asa 16. The bnei Isomer lebeis avoysam shemoyne. There were 8. So you have 6. 16 plus 8. Now the question is, who goes first? Who goes last? Vayichalkam b'goyrolois eile im eile. Oh, they had a goyro. And they matkevorfen goyro. Now continues the pasuk, skipping a couple of psukim. Vayeitze ha-goyro harishoin li yahayoriv. Yahayoriv was the first that was zoche in the goyro among the 24. Li yedaya hasheni. And yedaya was number 2. Then lechorim hashlishi. He was number 3. L'sa'oyim ha'ravi. Now then the psukim keep on going on and on. I'll just quote some of those that are particularly noteworthy. L'vilga chamisha aser. Vilga was number 15. That's the famous Vilga that we have at the end of the Sechta Sukkah. Mit the Miriam Bas Bulga. Mit the Rukus. The Rukus mit Rukus. Anyway, so Bilga was number 15. And then they had Li'imer was shisha aser. Was number 16. Finally, it says in the last pasuk over here, Lidilyahu was Shloisha vi Esrim, Lemaazyahu Arboa vi Esrim. So there were 24 all enumerated very nicely in the psukim here in Divrayam. So now, notice in the first pasuk we had Yahyoriv and Yedaya. Yahyoriv was number 1, Yedaya was number 2. After that, Chorim was Shlishi, he was number 3. Imer was Shisha, also was number 16. Now going to our Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, when Ezra and Nehemiah said, Rabbi Yisai, we're going up there, Eretz Yisrael, we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to go and reinstitute, and then we're going to have Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and all the rest. Unfortunately, the masses did not come up, but they stayed in Babel. How many came up? Tanur Rabbanan, Arba, Mishmores, Ulam, and Agoyla, only 4 came up. Ve'elohen Yedaya. Yedaya was number 2. Yehoyarav was 1. Yedaya was 2. Yedaya came up. Chorim was number 3. He came up. Pashchor is not mentioned anywhere. And then Imer was number 15. So these 4 came up. Rashi is bothered a little bit over here. If you look at the last Rashi at the bottom of the Amid, Pashchor v'Imer umiboyeli. Rashi says, I'm not sure. The Pashchor loiksiv gam b'chavzal mishmaris. If you look over here, these psukim over here, and I invite everybody to look at all of them. All the 24 are enumerated. The word Pashchor doesn't appear anywhere. Zero. Gunished. There's no Pashchor. I know that there's a Dalit right after the Pashchor in Rashi. That Dalit takes us to the Bach. And the Goy is a Bach on the side. He quotes the Rashi. Nishan Betzidoi. Pirish Hamayin Medivri Hayomim. Whoever looks into the Psukim, the Kachoshev Chavtal Mishmores. Vayetze Gol Harisha Liayorev and Liyadai Hashani. Vulay Kachoshev Pashchor. Pashchor doesn't appear anywhere. That's what Rashi's problem. Pashchor didn't know where. Vulufia Niastati Yesh Lotaritz. I think you could answer the Kibin to the Ezra Aleph Beis. Kosef Ho Oilim Minakahanim Hoyu Arba Mishmores. It says that 4 Mishmores came up. Those are the 4 which we just listed in this pasuk. The kachoshe pashchar sheminan the chodim chaftal and mishmores hoyelo oid shame acher. In other words, they had 2 names. We don't know which one, but choose one of the other 24. Chavayis, you have One of them is Yecheskel, one is Yochin, one is Gomel, Delyahu. Maybe one of them had a separate name called Pashal. Inam inishtana shmo l'shem hasho, kirpirish Rashi b'chumish, b'seyde Pinchas eitzel mishpacho yishashvatim. When you go through Parshas Pinchas, where it enumerates all the mishpachas, some of the names are different than the mishpachas that you had earlier on, Oskarechet. For instance, it says Yoiv, and in Parshas Pinchas it says Yoshuv. Rashi says Yoiv and Yoshuv are the same. And there are another few examples like that, that there are. One of them says Etzpoin, and the other one says Ozni. So Ozni, and here it says Etzpoin. And Rashi says those are the same. I think it's a Shlo HaKudosh says, why was it changed from Etzpoin to Ozni? Ozni to Etzpoin, because you put your Etzpa into the Oizen if you don't want to hear something that you shouldn't be listening to. But anyway, the point is, the Pashchar was apparently another name for one of the other Mishmarais, and only these four came up altogether. The Nevi'im Shem B'Nayim, the Nevi'im that lived at that time, presumably Ezra and Nehemiah and the other leaders that lived at that time, and the Cholkam and Midam al Esem Yarba, they went and took the four of the original 24, and they say the other 20 are, not that they're disqualified, but they're not here. So therefore they can't go and do the Avodah. Who's going to do the Avodah? We're going to take these four and we're going to subdivide them into 24. So therefore, Yedaiah got six, and Chorim got six, and Pashchar got six, and Amor got six. So 4 times 6 is 24. Now, we have to know what the order is going to be, since this is a new ball game, so to speak. It's Bolum and Osim Kalfi. They took 24 such pieces of cloth. They put it into the kalpi. Bo yedai v'notel chelkei b'chedek chaver of sheish. He went and drew six lots, and on his lot it said yedaya. Who? How's it possible that he drew his own lot? So it was number Ruach HaKodesh. The one that he drew was the one that he had written, or the one that had written with the name yedai on it. He picked that one up. He took another five. Are the other five old to say yedaya, or maybe they were all blanks? But he picked up six, and therefore, since it was his name plus the other five, he got the first six on the of the 24. And then afterward, bo chorim.
When did he get the first six of 24?
There are 24 mishmaris altogether.
Right.
And normally there's the rule that the way it's written in the pasuk in Tiberei Yomim, as whoever was number one, he got the first week of Tishrei or Cheshvan or whatever it was. The one that's number two will get the second week.
Okay.
Here we're saying that Yedai got these six, so presumably he got the first 6 weeks of the year, mm-hmm. and it's not the same person because it would divide up into different mishmachas, right? The Yankel family of Yedai, yeah. and the Beryl family of Yedai, and the Shmerel family.
When they changed Lachem Apanim and Shabbos, it was different members of the same
during those six, right. And it became six and seven, then it was ready on to the next one. Okay. Now, we'll see in a moment that not necessarily was this a permanent fix, but at least this was temporary. So therefore now we have reconstituted the 24 based on the four mishmaris that came up. And they made the following rule. Shafilu, not Yehoyodiv, there's no such name. Yehoyoriv, who was the Rosh Mishmaris, that was number one of the 24. Even if Yehoyoriv, Rosh Mishmaris, Oile, he will no longer be reinstituted or reinstated as number one. Yedai will still have number one on the list because he was Moshe Nefesh to come at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, while Yayarev stayed home. Eli Yedai will be Iker, Yayarev Tafel Vai. Which means if Yayarev now comes on the scene eventually, a month later, a year later, we'll continue having Yedai having the first five, and the Yayarev will be number six. And then we'll continue on after that to Chor. And of course, if any of the others are going to come, we'll slot them in as well where they normally would have belonged, but they will be Tofel to the ones that came, the first four that came at the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. Then the Mark did Yisosha Boisa Mishmah Miskansim Borein Vekoyin B'Masim Bereshis. And we already asked in the Mishnah, what's the Inyan of Masav? What's up, Masav Bereshis? Let them read the Parsha of the Week. Let them read Chavais. Let them read from Matanis, like we lain Vayichal. What's up is they read from Masav Bereshis? Is Umar Bianca Baracha, Umar Basi. If it wasn't for the Mamodois, the world would not be able to exist. What is this discussion over here? We're now talking about the Brisbane Apsarim, where Avram Avinu asked Rabbeinu Shaloi Lam, Bama'eda, you told me you're going to give me Eretz Yisrael. What's the proof? Tell me what's the sign that I'm going to get it. So now, on the surface, it sounds almost a little bit like Avram Avinu didn't trust Hashem. And he says, you know, I want a document. I want a sign. I want a moifis. Says he, well, no, that's not what Avraham Avinu meant. He says, Avada, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells me, I know he's going to be Makai. But Rabbeinu Shalom, Shem Yisrael, Choytim Lefanecha, Ato Yisrael, Kedor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlaga. If Chas Hashem, in future generations, they are going to sin, maybe you're going to destroy all of them, just like you destroyed the world in the time of the Dor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlaga. There won't be any Yidin left, there won't be any Yisrael left, there will be garnished. Amalei, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, laugh. No, you have nothing to worry about. Amal Fana, Rabbeinu Shalom, Hoydiyeni, Bameh Irashana. Tell me, in what schus will I yarshin it? And what schus will Klal Yisrael continue to live there and continue to own it? Amalei, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Choli Egel Mishulashes, Egel Mishulashes, Ve'ali Mishulish, Ve'sar Ve'goyzel, Ve'yifat Batereis Sambatovech, meaning that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let's do the Brisbane Absarn. See, what you're telling me is, in the schus of the Karbonois, we, Klal Yisrael, will be zoicha to receive Eretz Yisrael and to live in Eretz Yisrael. Says now Avraham Avinu, Om Lefan Rabbeinu Shloim, Teinich Masmanche Beis Midrash Kais. We see that Avraham Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh, and he knew that unfortunately this utopia is not going to continue forever. As long as the Beis Midrash is standing, and Yisraelim, the Eden, are doing the mitzvahs, everything will be great, great. We'll be bringing the Karbanis. Bismanche, Ein Beis Midrash Kaim, Matehelein. I have back my initial concern. Maybe you're going to destroy them. Kedor HaMabel, Kedor HaFlaga. Amalois, Kedor Baruch Hu said, Kvartikanti Lehem, Seder Karbanois. That's the Seder Karbanis, like we have in the Sidurim. Bismanche, Korim Behem, Lefanai. As long as Klal Yisrael continues to recite the Karbanis, Mal ani alem kilu ekrivam lefanai, it's as if they brought the Karbanis. Vani moich lehem al kol avoy noiseyem. From this Gemara, you see the importance of saying Karbanis in the morning. I know a lot of people, myself included, don't look upon them as essential as the rest of the davening. But you see from this Gemara that bringing Karbanis is very, not only bringing Karbanis, reciting the psukim of the Karbanis every day is the equivalent, is ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be moichel. And it goes one step further. How did we, for our kasha, we're asking why did the mamodois go and lain for the mas abreishis? The answer is, because in the schus of the Karbanis, Klal Yisrael has a kiyum. If there's a Klal Yisrael, there's a world. If there's no Klal Yisrael, the whole world as if it's totally destroyed. Rashi says in the Rashi, Ka'anchi Dor Hamavel, Shema'acha Shehim Kolin, Eino Oilem Miskayim. If you're Chas V'Shom going to destroy Klal Yisrael, there won't be any Yidin left. You don't need the Chinese at Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't need the Indians. You don't need the Africans. You don't need the Americans and the Europeans. You only need the Yidin. If Chas V'Shom, there's no Yidin, then Oilem Miskayim, then there's no world. It's a garnished. And therefore, Hoyil Shal Iske Korban Ho'ilam Oymed, because the world exists because of the Kabbalists, Lakach Koyrin Anshi Mamid Bahrain, the Masa Bereshis. Ah, so now we see the connection between the Mamodis and the Masa Bereshis. The Mamodis people are being mispalel that the Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash should be Oyle Ratzon Lefanav. It's in the schus of those Karbanis that the world has a Kiyum. Who created the world in the first place that we're talking about the Kiyum? That was the Kodesh Baruch Hu during the 6 or 7 days of Masa Bereishis. So that's why we remind ourselves that the Karbanis are not, look at mitzvah. I put on tzitzis and I put on tefillin and I make sure that we bring Karbanis. No. That's the Kiyum Oylem are the Karbanis, and that's what they are alluding to by laning from Masa Bereishis. This is it, boys. This is what the world stands on. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's why the world continues to have a king. Tanarban. Anshi mishmor hayim mispalim al korban acheim shiyiskabel berotzoi. Va'anshi mamad miskantel beis haknesses v'yoishven dal etaniyos b'sheni b'shabbos b'shlishi b'revii b'chamishi. This braisa on the surface is l'choyra very difficult to understand. We're starting off by saying there's a difference between Anshi Mishmar and Anshi Mamad. Now, everything that we've learned until now is Anshi Mishmar are the Kehanim, and Anshi Mamad are the parallel that the Yisraelim should be standing on the carbon whilst it's being brought. Okay, so it says the Anshi Mishmar, he mispalim a carbon acheyem, she is kalbar. The Anshi Mishmar were mispalil a carbon acheyem, she is kalbar outside. That's not the job of the Anshi Mishmar. The Anshi Mishmar's job is to go and bring the karbanos. In fact, who were the ones that were mispal al karban acheim? She's kalburatzim. Those are the Anshi Mamad people. If you remember, we had back in the Mishnah, Rashi in fact said those words expressly. Back in yesterday Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, Rashi said about 10 lines into the new parak, Elohim Mamadois, says Rashi, Elohim Mamadois Hamisanin Mispalim Boreyan. What were they being mispalled by Orem? She is skabel berotzoin carbon acheyem kiddel kamon. Oh! Kiddel kamon, you see in the side, that's chav zayin habeis. That's al chav zayin habeis. So it's the Anshi Mamad that are being mispalled by Orem, she is skabel berotzoin. And what are we saying over here? Anshi Mishmar hay mispal al carbon acheyem, she is skabel berotzoin. Anshi Mishmar stop davening, come into the Bismigdish, and do the avoida. What is this? So therefore you notice that there's an Aleph Metal Aleph. One is from the Vilna Goyen and the other one is from Rav Rai. We're back. So we're up to the first wide line. Tana Rabbanan, Anshi Mishmar, he mispalim, kam nachem, she is kabel. We just asked, that's not the Mishmar's job, that's Anshi Mamad's job. And I told you that, notice that there are two Alephs over here. The one Aleph is the Ranjburg, and the other Aleph is the Vilna Goyen. So if you go all the way down to the bottom, on the left-hand side, you see Hagoyis Hagra, the Vilna Goyen, Aleph. Tana Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Anshi Mishmar, Roshim Olav, Olav, Ois Beis. In the Vilna Goyen's Gemara, there was a base on top of the Anshi Mishmar. And the Anshi Mamid, which is the next few words at the end of that line, Roshim Olav Ois Achas, or Ois Aleph. There was an Aleph on top. In other words, the Gra didn't go and cross any words out. On the Mishmar, he put the Ois Beis, and the Anshi Mamid, he put the Ois Aleph. So therefore, you're supposed to switch it around. And the Ranjburg says the same thing. If you go all the way down to the bottom, Nisha Betzirei, Nira Leni Estati, Shetzorach Leni Ipcha, the Anshi Mamid, I mispalim. Like the Rashi we had in the Mishnah, Uberambam, etc. So they both say, switch it around. Okay, so let's do that. So we start off the Brisa again. Oh, that's perfect. That's just like Rashi said. Come on. But now we're saying, V'anshi Mishmar, Miskansel Beisa Knesses, V'yoshin Talit. What are the Anshi Mishmar being Miskanos the basic classes? That's the Anshi Mamad's job as well. The Anshi Mamad do two things. They went to the basic classes. I mean, the Anshi Mamad that stood in Yushalayim next to the Karbonis and the Azora, those are those. But those that remained behind in Tel Aviv and in Bnei Brak and in Rishon LeZion and Rehovot, what did they do? They got together in their Bate Knesses. They fasted the four Tanesim. And every day they said they're Mamadis. And they went with Mespal, Kom, Nachim, Shabbat. So all of this should be Anshi Mamad. What is this Anshi Mishmar, Anshi Mamad? Anshi Mamad, Anshi Mishmar, even after we switch it, the Chayra, we're still stuck. The Anshi Mishmar have no business being in this prize. It's only Anshi Mamad that doing all this. The Anshi Mishmar went to Yerushalayim to do the Avoda. Some of them went to Yericho to make sandwiches. But what does it have to do with this Mispala business?
They were making sandwiches, they were Mispala.
Oh, at the same time. So hopefully they didn't put the wrong mustard on or whatever whilst they're doing it. Anyway, so Rabbeinu Gershom has a different pshat. And this is really a beautiful, beautiful pshat. The first time we see anything like this in our Gemara. Now the question is, where is this Rabbeinu Gershom? My Gemara is on the left-hand margin, and it's on the top line. You see it says Anshi Mishmar. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
You had, Barry, you have that?
Right here.
First line of the left-hand margin. Anshi Mishmar hoi mispalm al korban acheim shiskal barotin. Sheboi koihanim shol mishmar nechlak lezayim batiyavis. Every mishmar was divided into 7 batiyav. B'chol Beis Av, Oyved Yoim Echad, every Beis Av works one day, like on Sunday, and the other guys on Monday. U'b'yoim sh'Beis Av, Oyved Shar Kol Koyhanim Anche Mishmar of the Zayin Bati Ovois, Mispalim Al Korbon Shemakriven Acheim Beis Av Shvi, Shizkav Beratzoin. Meaning, we divide them all into 7. Some Rishonim say, well, into 6. But the point is, we take, let's say there were 70 Kahanim altogether, make it easy. 70 Kahanim, Sunday is 10, Monday is 10, Tuesday is 10. So 10 of the 70 on Sunday, they are doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What are the other 60 doing? It's true they are in standby, they are in the bullpen, just in case. They can't drink wine, they can't do anything else. They gotta wait until perhaps it'll be a heavy day. Come on in. Yankel, Beryl, Shmuel, we need some reinforcements, we need some additional people. But what about everybody else? And even the reinforcements. Maybe we don't need reinforcements. Maybe it's gonna be a day where it'll be cloudy. Very few people are gonna come to the basement. It's gonna be pouring, it'll be snowing, whatever. They are gonna be mispalel. Just like the Anshe Mamid B'Oreim are being mispal for the carbon, the Anshe Mishmar are not just going to sit on their hands. Those that are not doing the avoided that day, they're not that Pesach. They're going to be mispal carbon achayim shiskal b'rotzoin. So therefore, we have two groups that are being mispal: the Mamodis Tfilis, the Mamodis people in their individual cities. Those are Derech Klal Yisraelim, and the Kahanim of the Mishmar were also mispal on their off days, on the non-Beis Av days during that week.
So, who is fasting?
Who is fasting? The Anshe Mamid. That's the next year.
But the Anshe Mam are...
Mamid.
No, but I'm saying they Mamid, but the Anshe Mam are who were not active in the temples in the Avodah.
You mean talking about Anshe Mishmar?
Anshe Mishmar, who were not active.
Correct.
They were the...
We have no reference to their fasting.
Okay.
Maybe you look up the Rama, maybe said they were fasting, but Agamar only talks about the Anshe Mamid fasting, not the Anshe Mishmar. As you recall, earlier on we had in the Mishnah, what about the 13 Tanesim that they were Mesakin for the Kshamim? So we said in the Mishnah there was a Machloikis, there was not only a Machloikis, but also there was a division between the first three, the next three, and the next seven, where the Anshe Beis Av fasted, and whether the Anshe Mishmar fasted. So there we were talking about the fast of Gans Klal Yisrael. To what extent did they participate? Did they fast at all? Were they Mas'ana Mashlim or not Mashlim? But here we're talking about the Mamodis fast, which L'chari is only for Mamodis and not for the Mishmaris.
Why is it referenced Dalit?
Dalit? When he was Dalit?
Four fasts.
That? Oh, that's the next Gemara. That's what we're up to now.
Okay.
So, bottom line is, based on this Rabbeinu Gershom, then the Lashon of the Brice is fine. Right. The Anshe Mishmar means those that are not doing duty that day because they're not the Beis Av. They The Anshe Mamid who were sitting or living in the various places throughout Eretz Yisrael, they're miskan to the Beis Knesses, and they are now those that are going to say Mamodis every day. They're going to lane the Karbonis, not the Karbonis, from the Mas of Bereishis every day. And 4 out of the 6 days of the week, V'yoshin Dal Taniyos, B'Shenim B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi, B'Revi, U'B'Chamishi. 4 days they're going to go and fast. This, by the way, was brought already in the Mishnah, in parentheses, that they fast 4 out of the 6 days. Now, when they are fasting, they are also being mispal. And although until now we've been talking about that they were mispal al korban achayim shiskal baratzoin, now the Braisa adds that these Anshe Mamid also added to their tefillos the following. And again, you'd have to go and look up the old Sidurim to see whether or not if they're mesudur in this fashion. But it says that b'sheni meaning on Monday, they would go and also in their tefillos ask Kodesh Baruch Hu al Yordeyam, the people that are traveling on the seas, that everything should be well. Are you wondering, Vosef is among the Yordei Hayam? So Rashi says, because this is related to the Sheshes Yimei Breishes. And the same thing will be with respect to the next 3 days, as we'll see. So you look at the Rashi. Rashi is 2 or 3 lines higher than where we are. B'sheni al Yordei Hayam, d'chsib b'sheni, yirakim b'secha moyim. Since there is a mayim, there are seas, etc. So now we're praying for the people that are traveling on the high seas. Bishlisha on the 3rd day, al holchem midbaris. What says holchem midbaris? The next Rashi. Tachsiv it says on yom shlishi v'seroya hayabasha tiruuya yabasha leholcheha, that the yabasha, the surface, should be roy for travelers. Shloyizukum nechay israiz at chasishom, they shouldn't be a hezik. So therefore they had in mind in their tefillis on the holchem midbaris. Berevi al askara shloy tipol al hati noikois. Vos epis says Rashi, because on the 4th day you had the ma'oirois. Ma'oirois, of course, referring to the sun and the moon, etc. Uksiv be yehi ma'oirois me'eres ksiv, meaning that it's written without vavs, and therefore it becomes like the word me'era, the word me'eres chas hashom, from a lashon of a curse, and therefore we don't want the chas hashom to be a curse on the small kimmelach, We want them to survive, and therefore mispal on day 4 for the Tanaikais. And B'chamishi means on Thursdays, al ubreis menikos, ubreis yapilu, and menikos shenikos b'neim, that the women that are pregnant shouldn't miscarry, and the women that are nursing, they should be able to nurse. What's the reason? Says Rashi, because on that day, on Thursday, it says by the Sheshem Ibrashis, Yishutsu Hamayim Sheret Nefesh Chaya. And then Sheret Nefesh Chaya means that there should be Chios, there should be Chayas, that they should be able to go and continue to live and to exist. And therefore that was part of the Tillis.
Why Rabbi Yael Askara?
Why Dafka Askara?
Yeah,
this apparently was a major problem for the children at that time. It was considered to be like a curse on the children, on the infants, and since on Wednesday it says Me'oires without the Vavs, and that could be read as Me'eres, and Me'eres is the Lashon of curse, so we want to dispel that curse, we want to dispel. And of Erev Shabbos Lo Yimasan, and they didn't go and fast on Fridays, when they come to Shabbos, because you have to prepare for Shabbos, and people are busy, and they're in Tircha, and you can't fast at the same time. No fasting. Kal v'chaim b'Shabbos Atzav, of course Shabbos they didn't fast. What about on Sundays? So we already said in the Mishnah that the reason why they didn't Sunday is because they're leaving. We're switching from Shabbos to Sunday. And the Gemara is going to give that as the third reason. But before we get to that, the Gemara gives other reasons. My time, why didn't they fast on Sunday? Natsu means, of course, the Christians.
This wasn't censored. Interesting.
And very interesting what it's censored.
Okay, yeah. Now the question is, what does it have to do with the Christians? So if you look at Rashi, they are Natsrim. So they make it for Yontif.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? Are we competing with them? And they are making Yontif. We're making Otopsah Shikl Yontif that we're fasting. What's the concern? So now there's a one over there, and that one takes us down right underneath the Rashi, right where the Rashi ends. You see, Ba'an Yaakov 1. The Ein Yaakov Noisif, in the Ein Yaakov they add to this Gemara, V'chichozu demis'anin b'yom chagam also lidei sakana. If they're going to see that we are fasting on their day of Yontif, there's going to be a sakana. Now, what is the sakana over here? So now, if you look again at the Rabbeinu Gershom, and look down at the last two lines on the left-hand margin, and now on to the last line, the Christian Saturday, their Sabbath is on Sunday, if they would hear that we, Klal Yisrael, not only don't we enjoy and celebrate their holidays, but we've taken their holidays and we make it into a Yom Tzara, the Yogim, that we're fasting, they're going to be angry. Hey, fellas, this is the time to go and celebrate. This is a Sabbath. What are you desecrating our holy Sabbath by going and fasting on it? They're going to get angry. That's going to be the day sakana. And that's why they said, Sundays, let's not on. And of course, Barry's going to ask, we do go and fast. If it's a nitcha, Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Okay, but we're talking about these moments. On a regular basis, every single Sunday, and they have their Christian holiday. It's a Tanagansa problem. Right. That we know that the third day of Yitzira, then things are a little bit shvach. We know that from Avraham Avinu with the Masim at the Bris Mila. If you look at Rashi, Shlishi Yitzira, the Adam Niver Biyam Shishi, we were created on the sixth day. The third day, the Masim with Shechem and Chamor with the Ganze Chevra that they were killed out, and Yom Shlishi, and Rashi means Chumash was the God of Avraham Avinu. That's when the Malachim came to visit. That was the third day. Yeah, exactly. So here too, it's the third day. It's a little strange because after all, we weren't created last Friday and now it's Sunday. But I guess since at the time on Friday we were created, so every Sunday has in it as Ashtikal Chalishus because it's the third day from the Yetzirah from 5,700, etc. years ago. And Rish Lakish says, like we had the Mishnah, Rish Lakish, I'm going to show me Seir, Yom Rish Lakish, show me Seir, Nitnis, Nitna, Boi Ba'odim, Erev Shabbos, Metzoy Shabbos, Noi Tlai Semenu, we take away that Nisham Shem, Shabbos Ve'inovash, Kim Shishabbos, Vai, of the Nefesh is taken away, and if you're going to compound the injury or the pain by not only taking away the Shom Yisera but saying that you have to fast the next day, that was finished. So therefore we postpone the fast until Monday and not on Sunday. Okay, back in the Mishnah we had that they had to go in lane every single day, Masa Bracious, and as we explained yesterday, and as the Mishnah recited yesterday, they never sufficed with just reading from that day of Bracious, but rather they continued on to the next day. So on the Sunday of the Mamadois, they lay not only from Bereshis until Vayarvi Voiker Yoim Echad, but they also learned the Sheni, the second day, which is only three Psukim. So now the first part of Bereshis until Vayarvi Voiker Yoim Echad is five Psukim, and the second one, which is Yom Sheni, is three Psukim. And with that, we had three Aliyahs. It's time. We learned in the Braisa. Bereshis and Mishnai give two Aliyahs. Yirakia, which is V'yem Elkim, Yirakia, V'saycha Moyim, V'imavda, V'moyim, V'moyim, that's day number two. That's V'echad, that's Shlishi. It's V'yishloim, Yirakia, V'echad, plus Psukim. That's fine. You call up Yisrael for Shlishi, three Psukim, perfect. Ela Bereshis, Mishnayim, hey Psukim, Havyen. There are only five psukim in Bereish, from Bereish to the Erev, Yvoike, Yem Echad, only five psukim altogether. That's what you say. V'tani will learn that a bride, Zakari, Vaktoira, Yifrej, we give a psukim, you always have to have a minimum of three. So, Timor, it's a machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar, Doile. Doile means to skip. But here it means to go and skip and repeat it twice.
Skip back. Meaning,
skip back. Oh, so the third pasik, in other words, Koyin lanes, Aleph Beis Gimel, and Levi lanes Gimel Dalid Hey. So we repeat it a second time. Shmuel Amar Paisik, no, you split it down the middle. 2.5 psukim for Koyin, 2.5 psukim for Levi. Rav Amar Doilig, my time of the Amar Paisik, why didn't he hold split it? Because I've got psukim like Paskim Moshe and Aleph Paskim Alei. You can't go and just go and cut psukim down the middle. Right. If Moshe Beta didn't go and cut it down, you can't cut it down. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel Amar Paisik. Frankly, more mean paskinan, not only because of kol psukto we paskin moishah, v'amar Rav Chanina kara. Rav Chanina kara says Rashi means he was a person who was a kois of boki in mikra. Presumably he was a bal korei. Rashi says the second wide line she bal mikra v'yoyde begirsa boki b'tamel. He knew all the tamim and he knew how to lane it. He was a tanach person who knew at least the Torah. He knew like bal peh. So he said tsar godol hoyuli eitzar Rav Chanina hagodol. See, we're trying to distinguish between the two Rav Chaninas.
Right.
So the Rav Chanina, the Bal Koyre, the Bal Mikra, he's now addressing Rav Chanina Gadol, and he told him, I got a problem, because one of my jobs, not only to go in lane, and only to give the Tanakh class, is that I am a Malama Dardiki, and I learn with Feine Kindlech. And I cannot learn with them every single day a full Pasuk, because they're not capable of, they're not mature enough to learn a whole Pasuk every single day. Okay. For the Kindlech, I give you a heter. But that was, you know, the Tsar Godel, Bedoichi Godel, he allowed him to give that heter. Rabbi Chanina Kara said, Tsar Godel, how you liate Rabbi Chanina Godel? Echam Gimuchid, and every day I came back to him again and again, until finally he gave me this heter. Hoyu, Ulislam and Asuyan, because the purpose is to go and teach them. If you're going to tell them you have to learn a whole Pasuk at a time, they will never be able to learn. So Frank Timor Zoy Bazoy said, how did Shmuel go and split it down the middle? Timor Shmuel, awesome time in my mission, just like over there, they had no other braider. They had to split it down the middle. Hachanami Leyavshi here too, they have to go and split it down the middle. Chadach Mishka Breider, they have five psukim. They can't create a six psukim, so we split it. Ushmuel, I'm a place in my time, I'm a Doylik. I have another eighth. I can go and repeat it. Gzeir Mishum HaNechmasim, Gzeir Mishum HaYoytzin. I'm nervous about those that are coming in late, and those are people that are leaving early. What does that mean?
These people left early.
Can you imagine that there's something like that? People coming late for davening and for leining? It happens. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashomesh. Everything is...
Especially if you have our spot.
Three psukim.
So what's going to happen? We're going to have the kohen is going to lane three psukim. And then the levi is going to lane gimel dalet hay. What happens if a bunch of people miss the kohen's aliyah and they come in at the time of levi? So they're going to hear the gimel dalet hay. And then they're going to look in the chumash and say, hey, that means the kohen only had two psukim. Oh, so you see them.
They know they came in late. That doesn't make sense. If people know they come in late, they're not going to judge the whole episode if they know they're coming in the middle, because they know they came in late. It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, this was the concern that Shmuel had. And vice versa, the same thing. That if the Kohen is going to have Aleph Beis Gimel, and then some people have to leave because they have a closing, they have a meeting, they have to have a conference call, they have to run, they're going to run right after the three psukim. Then I'm going to ask them, no, how many psukim are left for Levi? Only two. No, apparently a Levi can lay only two psukim. Maybe it's a din levim, they can lay two psukim. So that's Exam Mishim and Chalos Mishim. So we shouldn't have that problem. We split it down the middle, and we'll see 2.5 and 2.5, and that will be the best eights according to Shmuel. Break Gemara Meisvei. Parsha Shal Shisha Pesukim Kari Noisa Mishnayim. If you have six, then split it up. V'yachal Misha V'yachal. If you only have five, you have one person. V'yamarish and Kari Gimel. What happens if you lane three from the first five? You shouldn't have done that, but if you did lane three from the first five, Hashem Yikur Shnayim V'parsha. So he'll finish off the remaining two. V'yachal Parsha Ches. And he'll go into the next one, and he'll have three altogether. V'yash Amram Gimel. V'fishay Maskil V'parsha. Pochaz Mishloich Pesukim. Another man Yomah said, you can't just add one more, because when you start into a new parsha, you got to lane at least three. So he's going to have the two remaining ones from the first previous one, and three more from the next one. Anyway, Frank Timara, what's the problem? You said that you only had five altogether. Don't say Shachamish V'yachid. According to Mandiyama, according to Rav, just repeat Pasuk 3 and do it twice. Well, Mandiyama, according to Shmuel, it looks like let him go and split it up, two and a half. So you are Shani Hasim, the Islay Rav, you talk about a whole parsha. Talk about a regular Shabbos. You got a kind of a whole parsha of 100 psukim, 150 psukim, whatever the size of the parsha. So don't go and stop mitchimzach and go and repeat it and splitting it. Give the first pasuk, the kohen, give him five psukim. Give the levi another three psukim or more. In other words, there's plenty of psukim to go around for everyone. So don't do lidloik and poisik. Because only you have no choice. Like on Rosh Chodesh, we have to be doily.
Right.
Or according to Shmuel, because only you'd be poisik. That's throughout the year. But now on Brachos, when we're learning Masa Brachos, we can't learn the whole Brachos. The person that was doing Sunday is doing Sunday and Monday's job. Monday we're doing Monday and Tuesday's job. In other words, we're only learning that day and the next day. And therefore the Gemara says, but I don't only have enough. On Sunday, the Mishnah, I have 5 plus 3. So if I have to be doily, they're going to have to be poisik. What the Gemara doesn't address is what would be so terrible if on Sunday we'd lane from all Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be so kefaradik. In fact, if you look in your psukim or your chumashim, mm-hmm. Nowadays when we have Masa Brachos, if it's Shabbos of Brachos, then on Mondays and Thursdays, what do we lane? Koyin lanes until Yom Echad. Levi lanes until Yom Hasheni, and then the Shlishi lanes until the Yerbi Vayki Yom Shlishi. They could have done the same thing. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't address it, but bottom line is, since they didn't have that Eitzah, that's why they took the five, and they split it up either by splitting the Pasuk in half, like Shmuel, or they were doing, they repeated it like we do on Rosh Chodesh. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zizagim.